Hi, and welcome to Wendelicious at Goal. I'm your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendelicious. In 2018, I lost 48.5 pounds and earned lifetime membership using the Weight Watchers program. On each episode of this show, I will share my personal successes and struggles and provide support and motivation and hopefully a couple of chuckles to others on a weight loss journey, whatever weight loss program you follow. The views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers or any other weight loss program. So let's go. All right. How are you, everyone? Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here back at it again, 3 weeks in a row. Welcome to episode 39 of Wendelicious at Goal. I am so glad to have you here. Like I said, third week in a row, I made a commitment to you and I'm back. Back to back to back. I am keeping my promise. I want to be here every week unless it is humanly impossible. So here I am. Episode 39, we're going to be talking about how to get it together today. I've been thinking about it. Sometimes your life feels like it's falling apart and things have gotten out of control. Hopefully I can offer you a few tips today to help you get it back together. Well, hey, listen, I am excited to share that my listener stats are going way up. I cannot believe it. I look today, I have more than 500 listeners. I can't believe it. I am so honored to have you all here, have you all out there listening. You make me feel very special, and I love knowing you're out there listening to my annoying New York accent. So thank you to everyone for listening to the show. And would it kill you to recommend the show to your friends? I don't think it would kill you. Come on. I'm walking here. Anyway, short show today. I wanted to be here though. Short show because I need to get my shit together for a trip to New York tomorrow. I haven't packed yet. I am recording this show at 10 o'clock on Thursday night, and I'm headed out of town tomorrow morning at about 6 a.m., about 7 hours from now. So between now and then, I gotta pack, I gotta sleep. But I did wanna make sure that I talked to you this week because I promised I'm keeping my commitments. So first things first, how was my week? Well, I got on the scale again and I lost 2.4 pounds this week. Woohoo! It's working. It's working. I don't feel like such a fat ass this week. My friend Sarah hates when I use the term fat ass, but sometimes you gotta call them as you see them. But I don't feel like a fat ass this week. I feel pretty great, so that's good. Here is what I did right this week. Tracking, planning, and tracking. And I tracked honestly. I tracked everything. Even if I ate something that I probably shouldn't have. It was great. It was actually a relief to be in control of what I am eating again. I gotta tell you, it's a good feeling when you can fill in your breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks in your tracker and everything fits. Maybe a few points here and there, but that's what your weekly points are for. But everything fits and everything works. I mentioned to you on a previous show that I switched back to the old Weight Watchers Smart Points program through the app that I use. And the app, again, is called iTrack Bites. Love it, love it, love it. And it has been awesome having my 30 daily points back. And foods have points again. And I'm not overeating those dumbass 0 point foods. I mean, eggs have points. 2 points. Tofu has points. Yogurt has points. Beans have points. Beans still have a lot of points, but the things have points. It's real. It makes sense. It all works out. But one really nice feature of the app I love is my ability to track the calories as well as the points. And I've been able to keep my caloric intake between 1200 to 1300 calories per day. And you know, it's all about the calories, calories in, calories out. I mean, the points program is just kind of a gimmicky way to keep track of your calories and keep your macronutrients like your sugars, your carbs, your fiber, your cholesterol, all that stuff, to keep those macronutrients in check using that algorithm, that proprietary algorithm that Weight Watchers created. So really, I mean, Smart Points is kind of a gimmick, all boils down to calories. And really, who knows how many calories I was eating when I was doing freestyle. Like I said, free eggs, beans, tofu. That all the stuff I was eating on a regular basis that I thought was 0 points probably added up to at least 200, 300 extra untracked calories per day. Well, I'm not going to go on that tirade again, but suffice it to say that I'm where I need to be. I am back on the program that got me to goal in the first place. So if you're out there struggling with freestyle like I was, it's okay. It's fine. You have an option. The program that I'm using, the app that I'm using, iTrackBytes, and there's a link to that in the show notes on my website. I think it could help you. So give it a shot. There's a free version and a professional version, a pro version that costs a little money. The free version will give you access to the old program, the Smart Points program. It also goes back to the Points Plus program. There's also a keto option, which I'm not really into, but there's lots of options. So if you're struggling a little bit with freestyle, which I know a lot of people are, give it a whirl. iTrackBytes is the name of the app. I really do like it. They do not pay me to say that. I have no relationship with that app. I just happen to love it. And they also do have a community in there as well, that you can chat with other members and get tips and tricks. And, you know, it's really nice feature. So give it a whirl if you haven't checked it out yet and you think you might. I don't know. Did you hear that ding? I don't know what my computer's doing. Sorry about that. Also this week, I practiced what I preach. I did all my meal prep on Sunday, making up menus for the week and cooking the things that I wanted to have on hand for breakfasts and lunches. I also pre-tracked all these foods so I would know what I was dealing with every single day. I really enjoy the game of figuring out how many foods can fit into a 30-point day. Like I said, it's a gimmick, but hey, it works for me. I like the games. It's fun. I am a nut. It works for me. So I've been having fun with it. And then on a personal note, a little update on my doggie. I mentioned last week that she had a couple of tears, minor sprains in her ACLs, but she is doing so much better this week. We were able to get her to rest and to not jump. She did, you know, do the stairs thing more than we probably would have liked. And she's not limping anymore, so that's great. So I'm hoping that the tears in her ACLs are healing. I did take her for a walk on Tuesday, kind of a lengthy one. It was kind of hot, which brought the limping back temporarily, like Tuesday night into Wednesday. But it went away. So I think we need to avoid that kind of exertion for a while till she's fully healed. But I think we may have dodged the surgery bullet, which is what I was hoping for. So yay, Bella's feeling better. I'll probably put her on some glucosamine chondroitin supplements with the vet's recommendation to keep her joints healthy overall, because she is a senior doggie. She is 9 years old and does have a little bit of arthritis, so I'm going to try to keep her feeling real good for as long as I can. So that was my week. I hope you had a good week too. I hope things are going well for you. And if they're not, I'm hoping for a quick turnaround and hoping that your next week is going to be really good. So today's topic, we'll get through this quickly. So is get it together, you know, getting your life back together. I was thinking about how busy all of our lives can get, and how sometimes our crazy schedules and all of our commitments can get in the way of our success in staying on track. It happens to me a lot. I'm a very busy person, and it is super frustrating. So I wanted to share a few tips for getting it together and staying focused when life gets in the way of you achieving your goals and dreams. So first, you got to figure out what is important to you, what your goals are, and then how to make it a priority. Make a list of the things that you want to be able to do and the things you want to be able to accomplish. Then you got to figure out what it's going to take to get you to do those things and when those things need to happen. You know, what's your plan? You got to figure out what you need to do, the steps you need to take to get to those things. And then once you figure out the things you need to do to fulfill your goals and to make your dreams come true, you got to put it in your calendar. Sounds stupid, but you got to put it in your calendar. Schedule everything, even the smallest actions that will help you get closer to your goals. Mark them in your calendar and stick to them as much as you possibly can. I know that not everything is as cut and dried as that. But for instance, I have reminders in my calendar that pop up every single night. The first one comes at 9:30. It says, stop eating. Your goals are important. It's just a little reminder for me that put the food away. It's time to get ready for bed. And then the second one pops up at 9:45, 15 minutes later, and it says, track all your food for tomorrow. Which really, you do need to be reminded of that. I need to be reminded of that. These are so unbelievably helpful to me. It reminds me that I need to think about my day tomorrow. And once I have something planned, you know, something thought out for the day tomorrow, then I don't have to stress going to sleep. I don't have to think about it because things are pretty much done for me. And all I need to do the next morning is wake up, look at my tracker, and say, okay, I need to take this, 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 and this, and pack it in my lunch bag, and then I'm ready to go. And the points are already calculated for me. I don't have to sit there and try to figure it out because I've done the work the night before. Makes it so much easier. I have also set up my food tracker app, my iTrack Bites app, to remind me to log my meals and my activity if I haven't already done so. Constant reminders like these help me to be accountable and honest. It's what I need to make it happen. So that probably could help you too. And maybe set a reminder 4 times a day to drink some water if that's something you struggle with. Or set a little timer. I know my Fitbit goes off at the top of every hour, about 10 minutes before every hour, saying, hey, get up, fat ass, and go walk around the room. Get 250 steps in. So that reminder happens too. I don't always listen to the Fitbit one. I should do it more. But those kind of reminders, so you know, you're not on autopilot and it kind of jolts you a little bit and makes you think that you know you have stuff to do and you really need to do these things if you want your goals to become real. And if you have the important things in your calendar already, then unimportant things won't end up in there. You won't schedule things on top of other things. You won't double book yourself. Because if you end up doing that, if you double book yourself, it'll prevent you from doing the things that you really want and need to do. I also schedule my runs and my fitness classes, as well as pretty much everything else. I have scheduled my priorities, and they are always there. Every time I look at my calendar, I can see what's going on and the things that I have to look forward to that week over the next few days. I live my life around my priorities so that I can live my best life. Thank you, Oprah Winfrey. The next thing is you need to unprioritize the things that will not lead you to success. So ask yourself, if I say yes to this thing, will it get me closer to my goals or will it just add stress to my life? And will it make me feel terrible that I said yes to it? If it just adds stress and you don't need to do it, then give yourself permission to say no, and then actually say no. You are under no obligation to anyone but yourself, unless you're responsible for another human life, like you're a parent or something, but you know what I mean. You're important. You are just as important. Remember what I said before on other shows about putting on your own oxygen mask first? Listen, if you make everyone else a priority all the time, then you just become an afterthought to your own self. You deserve better than that. What is that saying? Don't be an option in somebody else's life if they're a necessity. It's something like that. But you make people a necessity, but they make you an option. Don't let that happen. Make yourself a priority and make yourself not optional. And if you're having trouble sticking to these priorities, to keeping that calendar in line, to keeping, you know, the yeses and the nos in line, maybe you need to remind yourself of your why. That why, it keeps coming back. And then you'll be able to clear your head and figure out which things are not actually in line with your why. Keep the ones that work and get rid of the rest. You gotta stay focused. That's what it's all about. Don't let yourself get derailed. I mean, I seem to have a habit, like I said, of overscheduling myself and then getting so mad when I end up with barely any time for myself during the week. Like next week, for instance, it's bad. I have something scheduled 4 out of 7 evenings, including Saturday. I feel bad for my poor husband because this means he has to, you know, order pizza, although he likes that. But I feel bad that he has to order out so much that I'm not home for dinners. I do feel bad about that. And this isn't a matter of me setting priorities. This is a matter of me being stupid. But unfortunately, one of my priorities is work-related, and I can't get out of it. So that's that. Another one is an event that I paid for, which I will not miss because I love it. I'm going to see a taping of the NPR show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at the Blossom Music Center, which is by my house outside Cleveland. I love this radio show. I've seen a taping of it before. It is super fun. I listen to it every week. So this is actually definitely a priority for me. And I'm going to see it with a friend of mine, and we're going to have a good time, and it's going to be awesome. So that's a priority, and I don't want to miss out on that. But the other two commitments next week are my fitness classes that I paid for, including the first run of my summer fall running group. I'm actually really excited about that. I can't miss either one of these because these two items are things that fit with my goals. These are the things that are going to get me closer to my goals, get me closer to my why, that I want to be lighter, leaner, faster, stronger. I need to do my strength training class, my boot camp class, and I need to do my run. Those are yeses. Those are getting me closer to the things that I want. And the other thing is I paid for those classes, you know, and I'm really a cheapskate, so I got to get my money's worth. I would really feel stupid if I wasted the $10 per class that I'm paying for this bootcamp thing. If I don't go to the class, then I've essentially just burned a $10 bill. That drives me crazy. So I won't do that. So I'm sort of stuck because of my cheapskateness. Most of it, like I said, this next week is not my fault. It's just the way the calendar shakes out. People really like to schedule things on the third week of July. But believe me, overall, I hate it when these things happen and my calendar doesn't work out. If I had the ability to move or change those things, I think I would. But I think next week I'm just going to have to live with it, enjoy the week as best I can, keep my plan, keep my tracking going, keep the night before knowing what I'm going to do the next day, keeping my schedule in front of me so I know where I need to be. So really just enjoy it and pledge not to do that to myself ever again. It's hard, but I'm going to try. Basically, don't let your life get in the way of your health goals, but also don't forget to live. There's a balance. You got to enjoy the ride that is your life, and hopefully it is going to be a long, long, long one. Last thing before I go, I wanted to share with you two recipes that I made this week that really made my meal planning so much easier. Okay, the one recipe, the first one was one pot peanut sauce noodles. And if you like Thai food, if you like peanut sauce, if you like things a little bit on the spicy side, this one is for you. It is so delicious. It has peanut butter in it. And it also is so easy, one pot. It clocks in at 10 points per serving. This is smart points. I didn't check it for freestyle, but it's 10 smart points per serving. But I swear it is worth every single one of those points. I have been enjoying it all week for lunch. The recipe, and I'll post the recipe in the show notes. The recipe says 2 servings, but dear God, it's actually more like 3 or 4 servings. So do your calculations, take the full recipe, divide it by 4 instead of 2 or whatever, and whatever you think is a reasonable serving for you, and make the adjustments. And it's vegan too, but you don't have to be vegan or vegetarian to enjoy this recipe. It is delicious. And you could always unveganize it by adding chicken instead of the tofu that the recipe calls for. Either way, it's super delicious. I highly recommend it. It's got lots of veggies, really good noodles, and the peanut sauce is delightful. So check it out. And it, like I said, it's super easy. One pot, 20 minutes. It's great. The other thing that I made this week is, it's actually a Weight Watchers recipe. It's from their Veg Power cookbook that came out several years ago. And it's called Italian Potato Torta with Spinach and Cheese. Again, the link is in the show notes. And the link doesn't take you to the Weight Watchers site. The link takes you to some other website that happened to aggregate this recipe. But the recipe's accurate. It's really tasty. It makes generous servings, 4 servings per recipe, and they're pretty nicely sized. And it's 9 points. And here's the best part. It freezes beautifully. So you can make, it makes four servings. So you can take, you know, maybe one for dinner and then freeze the other three portions for lunch for the week. It is super versatile. It's delicious. So the recipes will be in the show notes and on the website. And last thing, I am asking for your questions. Maybe you saw the post in the Facebook group or the Facebook page. I'm asking for questions for my upcoming Ask Me Anything show. Everything is fair game. Personal questions, running questions, cooking questions, program questions, you name it, I'll answer it. You can send the questions to me via email, and my email address is wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. That's wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. You can send them through the Facebook page or the Facebook group, or as a comment on my website, which, as you know, is wendelicious.com. I swear I'll answer anything. I've already got a few questions already, so thank you to everyone who has submitted them already. But I do need more, got to fill out a show. As soon as I have a good supply, I will do the Ask Me Anything show. My life is an open book. Ask anyone. You know me for 5 minutes, you know my life story. So I'm happy to share. I like doing that kind of stuff. All right, so I am headed out of town tomorrow for the weekend. Like I said, I am driving to New York early in the morning for my baby sister's baby shower on Saturday. I'm so excited. My little sister is having a little girl. It's her first child. It's not the first grandchild in the family, but it is the first girl grandchild in the family, so that's going to be super fun. I've tried to plan for this trip as best I can. I've packed a cooler full of pre-tracked meals and snacks for my 8-hour journey. I have a breakfast bar, I have some fruit, I have a sandwich, I have some almonds, I got some string cheese, and I got all sorts of stuff. And I'm kind of looking at tomorrow as a way to brace myself for the inevitable onslaught of cake, cookies, and unhealthy food at the shower on Saturday. I will do my best, and I'll try not to overdo it on Saturday. Light breakfast, Wendy. Light breakfast. Drink a glass of water and have an apple. All right, well, I am sorry for the short show, but I gotta go finish packing. But I also did not want to not keep my promise to you of doing a show every week. I'm trying hard. I'm really gonna try. Here's another thing. Episode 39, this is episode 39 this week. I heard a stat today that most podcasts do not even make it past 10 episodes. So I think I'm doing pretty damn good. And thank you all so much for listening. You kind of make it all worthwhile here. So, and I do it for you, and hopefully it's valuable to you. So I will talk to you next week. If I can squeeze it in, next week might be tough. You heard my schedule next week. We'll see how it goes. I will really, 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 really try. But I hope you'll forgive me if I can't squeeze one more thing in. Maybe it'll be a 5-minute show. Maybe I'll just check in and say hi. So I got to prioritize. I will figure it out. So thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate having you here. If you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you do, please leave me a rating and a review over on Apple Podcasts. Or if your podcatcher that you listen on allows you to leave ratings and reviews, I'd love for you to do so. 5 stars, please. Your reviews will help more people find me. So I do appreciate that. It doesn't take a lot of time, but it really does help a lot. So thank you. You can also find my show on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and anywhere fine podcasts are downloaded. Subscribe and please share the show with your friends. All right, get on over to the Wendelicious at Goal Facebook page and then find the Wendelicious at Goal Facebook group and hit join. I'll let you in, I promise. Great conversations happening over there. So come on and join us. I will post all of my social media links in the show notes as well, so you can come find me on Twitter and Instagram. Again, don't forget to drop me a line. Tell me how you're doing. Ask me anything, wendeliciousradio@gmail.com, wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. I really do want to hear from you. You know, and I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, I think I talked really, really fast today. So sorry for that. It may sound like you have me on double speed here, but I swear this is regular speed. I'm just amped, just getting ready to travel. So have a great week, everybody, and meet me back here next week. Don't forget, if you're not going to go all the way, why go at all? QFA, everyone, and let's do this.